Parents are busily stacking up toys under the Christmas tree or stuffing stockings with sweets. But Michelle Reinen, a product safety investigator for the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says it's good to be cautious. She says many children will get toys inappropriate for their age, which often means small parts that can choke a toddler. A good rule of thumb is if an object can slide through a toilet paper tube, then it's a choking hazard. Reinen says keeping potentially dangerous toys from youngsters can be tough if it's a household with older children. She says parents can involve their older kids in protecting smaller ones.
Sometimes they don't want to be involved, but you need to explain to them how some of their toys are very dangerous for the younger child and give them a safe place to put their toys. We try and have kids create treasure chests, and that's where all their small parts go.
Reinen adds parents should research older or foreign-made toys and food to make sure there's no lead in them, as recently seen in sidewalk chalk from China and some Mexican candies. She says it's also good to remove plastic wrap, twist ties, and staples from the packaging. And then there's always the loud, noisy toys that could hurt a youngster's hearing.
And so a parent could remove the batteries and let the child use their imagination to make the noise, or they can just try and muffle the sound area by placing tape over it, and that will soften the noise and create a safer toy for the child.
Reinen says the latest figures from 2002 show 165,000 children wound up in emergency rooms and hospitals from toy-related injuries. The same data shows more than a dozen died. She says parents should check for toy recalls online at least once a month. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.